gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Ah, yes, and happy birthday. We just heard him. Stevie Wonder celebrates his 70th. You go ahead, Stevie.
Happy birthday.
Dennis Rodman's 59 today. Okay. And Stephen Colbert's 56.
Okay.
So happy birthday, y'all people. Now,
I'm loving Dennis Rodman on The Last Dance.
ATL. I know, it's amazing. Well,
ESPN.
We mentioned the other day that Future had acknowledged 6 baby mamas.
The rapper Future.
Yes, but he left off 2. So now it's been confirmed that he's the father to an 8th child.
Okay.
And he's confirmed to be the father of Eliza Rain Serafin's 1-year-old daughter, Rain Wilborn.
Yeah.
So
Wendy Williams on her show today, she went all the way in on Future and about having, you know, all these different kids and all these different moms in his life. And also there's some interesting talk about this last mom, you know, how she kind of refers to the baby. She's asking for like $50,000+ a month. So
$53,000 a month based on his income.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess, you know, but I guess he's paying for the kids. So I guess, you know.
But he can't be in all of their life. So it does beg kind of a serious question.
Yeah.
And okay.
And as like Michael said, if you can't feed the baby, then don't have a baby. But in fact, you can feed the baby. So what does that mean? Can somebody make a song about that?
Okay.
For all my people who have funny shaped heads like me, well, you're not alone. Apparently.
You're going in dangerous water right now.
After the documentary Becoming came out.
On Michelle Obama.
On my
book tour.
Malia is being bullied over her head shape.
Now?
Yes. Afterwards, social media came for appearance, talking about her head.
Nope.
Saying her head looked like a house phone.
Nope, that's not funny.
And it's not nice. The kids are not nice. And as somebody with a funny-looking head, I am offended. And so for all the funny-looking head people, we need to protest this.
First of all, kids are off limits. How dare you?
That's right.
And how dare you shame somebody over anything? I mean, give me a break. That's the worst part about social media.
It is. I do feel like, though, we got to be tougher. These kids got to be tougher, though. Because we were growing up.
If anybody's tough, it's that entire Obama family after serving 8 years and all the stuff they heard. So they're
tough.
When
we were growing up, they came at you, boy. Didn't they, Sean? No, yep. Joking. Okay, so look, the Raven Simone says she has not touched her Cosby income, her Cosby show income.
Smart girl.
You go, girl. That's what I'm talking
about.
She's
been working since she was like 3 years old. So
she says she got
good for you.
So she is good to go.
Yes, she is.
Oh my goodness. Well, speaking of good to go, coming up. Governor Hogan just had his press conference. Harold Fisher is going to check in with us in the 6 o'clock hour, get us updated on what exactly is going on in the DMV, especially Maryland.
Maryland's looking to reopen Friday at 5 p.m. We'll figure out what that means exactly.
All right, that is the AMPM Entertainment Report on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.